Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Montana banned TikTok on government-owned devices in December. Now it's taking it a step further. CBS's Matt Piper.
There's a lot of stuff.
Micro bikini and water.
On TikTok.
You're stuck on the Pirates ride.
Now Montana's Republican governor says he's banning it in the state. Greg Gianforte tweets that he made the move to, quote, protect Montanans' personal and private data from the Chinese Communist Party. The bill is set to take effect next January and says violators would have to pay $10,000 a day. But it is expected to be challenged in court. TikTok says the law infringes on people's First Amendment rights. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Governor Ron DeSantis signs what he calls common sense legislation as part of an expansion of Florida's Parental Rights and Education Act. Gender-affirming care is banned for minors.
We are going to remain a refuge of sanity and a citadel of normalcy, and kids should have an upbringing that reflects that.
Other measures target drag shows and how schools handle the use of pronouns and bathrooms. An Islamic extremist is given 10 life sentences and another 260 years in prison for killing 8 people with a truck on a bike path in Manhattan. The judge called Saifullah Saipov's crime among the worst, if not the worst, he'd seen. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they were the targets of a paparazzi car chase in Manhattan last night. CBS's Errol Barnett.
The NYPD is investigating exactly what took place across the streets of the country's biggest city. For many, hearing that phrase, near catastrophic car chase, certainly evoked memories of the late Princess Diana's death in Montecito, California, where Harry and Meghan live full time. There was an arrest this week at their home. Sources telling CBS News an alleged stalker was detained by their private security detail before being arrested by local police.
New York City police confirmed the incident last night, but say that there were no injuries, collisions, or arrests. The hottest new video game in the world right now is on the Nintendo Switch, and it is shattering sales records. WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has been out since May 12th, and Nintendo just announced that in the first 3 days of it being available, the game sold more than 10 million copies worldwide. It's now the fastest selling Nintendo game ever in the Americas.
It's just very impressive.
Austin King is the lead gaming editor for the entertainment website Screen Rant.
There's been some good games come out this year, but I think it's going to be really hard to top this.
Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Washington.
An 1,100-year-old Hebrew Bible, one of the world's oldest, sells for $38 million at a New York City auction. Sotheby's says the Codex Sassoon was purchased by former U.S. Ambassador to Romania, Alfred H. Moses, and donated to a museum. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobity boom boom. Scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Have you, in your life, switched religions or left the religion you grew up with? 844-967-2789. In your life, have you switched or left the religion you were raised with? 844-96
party.
And that is the voice of Greg Bach, who is back.
I'm back, everyone. Thank you to my fandom of one who missed me.
Joe McClear missed you.
Joe McClear missed you.
I know. Yeah. I know. And that made my heart swell. I think it was swelling because I was so sick. But thank you, Joe.
Yes. So we're happy to have Greg back. Greg Bach, have you switched or left religion in your life?
Yeah. Yeah. I left it.
You left entirely.
Yeah, when I was 26, I was a practicing Catholic. I was a youth minister.
You were a youth minister.
I was, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
I did ministry through a group called Time Out, which is a retreat organization. Still love Time Out. They are located in, I think they're still located in Stone Bank. We did a lot of work with kids in retreat situations, confirmation retreats, you know, all sorts of things. And, you know, just started asking myself questions, and they weren't big ones. They were just sort of like, well, who am I as a Catholic? Where am I in faith? Where is my journey going? And started having discussions, and I'll never forget, in Time Out, in the kitchen, Sister Jane Mary, her and I were having a discussion, because I was actually, this might sound weird, I was exploring the Muslim faith. Yep.
How did that fall into your
I don't even
purview?
Know. I don't know why. I think I have no idea. I have no idea. It just was something that was interesting. I never met with anybody of faith. I never met with any higher ups, nobody in the religion. It just was something. It was like, is this my path? Is Judaism my path? I have no idea. Because it felt weird to not be with a religion. And just we having discussion with this nun who was very nice, Sister Jane Mary. And she just looked at me once and just said, look, Greg, Jesus isn't for everybody. And I don't think anyone else in the Catholic, Christian, all those traditions can say that other than a nun. I feel like a sister, there's something about a sister that just demands utter respect and they have total honesty with you. I've never met with any other person in the faith. Nuns are, in the Catholic faith, the greatest people I've ever dealt with.
And do you think that's because they're leaders, but they're not the priests?
Nope.
What do you attribute that to?
I think it has to do with the fact that, not being a woman, I can't speak to this part of it, but I want to believe that, you know, as already a marginalized person in society, at least in this country, to say purposefully, I'm going to enter in an organization where I will have even less power and I'm going to take a vow of poverty and I'm going to live in the most basic version of life possible. You probably, I have to believe, gain a sense of what's important, and that importance to you allows you to be honest to others, because you're like, I'm a nun, taking a vow of poverty. I can never be a priest. I can never be pope. I work with people of all sorts. So here's what I think, and take it or leave it. You know,
you've thought about this.
Yo, I mean,
this is super interesting.
And the thing is I never, you know, for me, my faith journey ended after a 2-year sort of journey, if you will, reading books, talking to people, asking questions. I didn't want to just wake up one day and be like, nope, that's it, I'm done. Because it was something I was raised in. I was baptized. I was confirmed. Mm-hmm. With the exception of, I've gone through, you know, all of the major, a majority of the highlights.
The sacraments.
Thank you. In Catholicism, you know, baptized, confirmed.
Confession.
Confession. First confession, which is, I think, is weird to make a 10-year-old.
10-year-old?
Yeah.
It's really funny to like, well, you're clearly doing things wrong at my age, so
get used confess. To here we go, here comes the guilt, baby. It was about a 2-year journey of reading and asking questions and thinking and really and came to the realizations, like, I was like, no, I don't believe in this stuff. This doesn't work for me. It can work for you, can work for other people, that's fine, just don't be a jerk. But for me, I left the Catholic, the Christian tradition, the spiritual. Like, I am.
I was gonna say, it's not like you filled it with any. You didn't end up Lego. Practicing
Legos.
Yes,
it's
that is
Lego,
your religion now.
Not Legos. God, Jane, what is with Kristen today? I don't understand this. I mean, this is craziness. But yeah, so I identify as an atheist. That's still a hard thing to say out loud, especially on the radio,
on
a microphone, because that. I mean, now, granted, probably most of our listeners are very open-minded and nice and whatnot, but that's a hard thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, politicians can't say that. There's no one in Congress going, I want to run for Congress. I want to take care of our schools. I want to make sure blah, blah. And by the way, God, I'll do that.
Nah. Take it or leave it. Have you switched religions or left religion at all in your life? 844-967-2789. And I ask this because there's a rising number of Americans who are switching religions. And so nearly a quarter of Americans say they used to follow a different religious tradition or denomination than the one they practice now, a percentage that keeps growing. A new survey from PRRI put out this week. And so the study or the survey said religion and congregations in a time of social and political upheaval.
Ooh, good
and
word.
I just thought it was interesting to ask you whether or not this resonates with you as far as where you found yourself. Because, I mean, being in Wisconsin, as most of our listeners are, the very Catholic state,
mm-hmm.
very, very Catholic state. And I just think it's interesting to see how much this trend is reflected of the people that listen to this show. Because I think I've said I did not go on the same journey as you. I think I was like, did all the work to become confirmed and then kind of realized, I was like, I don't, like when I go to church, I don't feel anything.
Yeah.
And I said that to my mom and she was basically like, well, you have to tell your grandmother.
You be the bearer of bad news.
I'm not going to be the one to tell.
You're not getting
that.
A $5 bill in that birthday card this year.
And even after that, we were still doing. I would, you know, go to church on Mother's Day and Easter and Christmas and stuff until we stopped. I think entirely we stopped. I think for my parents, I don't want to speak for them, but for different reasons. And so I would say from going from a family who we were at church once a week, my entire childhood, whether it was Saturday night mass or Sunday mass, my brother and I both went to Catholic school. I mm-hmm. left after fifth grade. He even ended up going to Catholic high school for a little while. But for that kind of being so much of a staple in our childhood, all four of us, and my mom still definitely believes in God, but she isn't going to church anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom was, I don't know if she would identify as Lutheran, but it was Lutheran. My dad was Catholic. My dad was very much of, the kids are going to school in Catholic school. And I went to Catholic school in Waukesha, first to 12th grade.
Were you, an altar boy?
I was.
Yeah.
I was an altar boy. Yep. I was an altar boy. I did all the things.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Have you left the religion that you were raised in? Have you switched to something else? Texter from the 323 says, the last time I was in church for a funeral, I saw a woman ask the usher to remove a man from the parking lot who was asking for money. Later on, that same usher passed me a basket asking me for money.
Oh, that is a...
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. It's spicy. Okay.
And so it just... I think it's interesting because it's just, you know, for a while, at one point, like 90% of the country was religious.
Yeah.
If not Christian. And so now, as a country, 64% of Americans identify as Christian. And 27% of the general public is now unaffiliated with any religion. And it's interesting to also think of how much is it people leaving religion entirely, or people who are seeking other denominations or religions entirely, that they're like, this feels more aligned with me. And especially if switching denominations versus, you know, entirely being like, now I practice Islam.
Well, yeah, and the thing, too, is in those studies I always find interesting, I don't know, they don't always say this, but a lot of times those studies will say, because these studies come out a few times a year, will say something to the effect of one of the reflections as far as people saying they're irreligious or not practicing is now that people just have the confidence to say it out loud. Because even 10, 15 years ago, to say you are without religion was this scary thing to say. So now people just feel more comfortable. Like, yeah, it's not me. I don't do that. You know, there's the ability to say it into a record and say, this is what I believe or I don't believe. And that's, you know, those, I always like seeing those polls being taken. And I always wonder of the percentage who say they are not religious, what did they say 5 years ago? And what are they confident now?
Well, which is interesting because probably not shockingly, the demographics that are switching or leaving the most are urban Democrats, more liberal, younger, and versus Republicans and conservatives who it's still 90-some%. And it's interesting to think of how much of that in the group that is still, the levels are so high, is that still because of the segregated nature of how we sort ourselves now? Of if there are of that group people who think, I don't know if I really believe this, but I do not want to be the one in this group who says I don't.
I mean, that's the thing too, is when you are raised in the church, I mean, good luck trying to get out. That'd be hard because it's your community.
Yeah.
Some people don't leave just because it's their community. They don't believe in it, but they're like, this is all I know. I had a friend of mine who...
Save the story because we only have a minute left.
Oh, we have a minute left? Okay, I'll save the story.
Only have a minute left. So we're going to save Greg's story for the other side of the break. But we would love to hear from you. Have you switched religions? Has your view of religion changed over time since when you were a kid to where you are now? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Party. We would love to hear from you. We'll be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin. That was just a dream.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin. We are asking if you have switched religions in your life or just how your religion has evolved or your view of religion has evolved. 844-967-2789. You got in a fight with your teacher over that song, Greg?
I did, yeah. So I was going to tell a story beforehand, but I'm going to tell this one instead. When this song came out, I was in high school. I was in 11th grade, I believe. I think it was 11th grade, maybe 10th grade, but I was at Catholic Memorial here in Waukesha. And Mr. Denk was my teacher. That's right. I name names.
Denk?
Denk, D-E-N-K.
Did you ever call him Mr. Denk?
No, I didn't know that stuff back then. Okay. I was.
You weren't a little pot smoker?
I was a little theater kid who didn't even drink. But he really disliked this song. He hated this song, and he devoted a class to this song about how he thought it was...
The whole curriculum was about this?
Or one singular day? Okay. Oh my God, can you imagine
it? An entire thesis on this song.
Get a life, dude. He was very upset about this song because the proposing of the idea that God was like any of us, he was very angry about because he felt God is above us. God mm-hmm. is superior to us. God is what we strive to be. It's like, well, if one thing, that's kind of crazy to tell 16 and 17-year-olds strive to be God. But he was very upset. And I, of course, being precocious and full of a newborn Catholic faith that was just, you know, my thing, I got into an argument with him about it. And I said, like, this is it's a song. It's all this is. And she's connecting and trying to connect us. And he wasn't having any of it. There's a man who also said he believed the Bible. He lived his life to the Bible completely, except for smoking cigars.
Is there something in the Bible about cigars?
No, I don't think they had cigars back then.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Have you switched the religion you were raised in? Have you left it altogether? Mike from Sheboygan joining us. Thanks a lot for calling, Mike. What's up?
Hello, ladies. Greg, I have to agree with Greg's metamorphosis. I left Wisconsin as a blue-eyed, bushy-tailed, hardcore, naive Christian in the Lutheran sense. Went through all the evangelical bases in Maranatha and evangelical tongue preaching in the South. When I got overseas, I started questioning who built those churches and those cathedrals on the backs of whose people. Where'd all that gold come from? Mm-hmm. But I really woke up when I would come home on leave. And the hypocrisy in the church started creeping in, and I started to cry, and I couldn't stop crying, and that was in the churches here. And when I got back over there, all these poor slobs in Romania and Ukraine and Moldova, who for no fault of their own were just in a crummy situation. When I got back here again, the hypocrisy again. Most of my soldiers that served under me were of other religions, faiths, and definitely skin color. And that just gnawed on me to the point where I simply said to the pastor, hey, more power to you, dude, but I can't do this anymore. So I do believe in God. She's wonderful. Her name's Mother Nature, and she's brutally honest.
Oh, that's great, Mike.
That is so great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 401, Ron Reagan, son of Ronald. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist and not afraid of burning in hell, does TV commercials for freedom for religion, freedom from religion, rather.
Great thing about being an atheist, there's no such thing as hell. Unless you go to Florida. That's a different story. Ba-boom!
414 says, I was baptized a Baptist, went to Presbyterian church, forced to go to Bible camp, Job's Daughters, CCD, etc. Now I am an atheist.
Yep. Okay. I mean, it really, religion can, when it comes to atheism, it really can, it can push people in so many directions. And I don't have any sort of forced thing. Catholics are very lazy. We're not one of them.
Are we?
We're the lazy of the Christians. We don't proselytize. We don't go on street corner and be like, the end is, we don't care.
Well, what? At some point we did. I mean, that was like so.
Missionaries.
Yeah, back in the
1500s. Well, everything.
But we don't do that here. So I was never exposed to that. Okay. Like, we never had to go on mission trips. We never had to do any of that stuff.
Texter from the 414 says, I believe in God. I have no problem and understand there are many people that have no religious beliefs. For me, believing in God helps me understand the meaning of life and the creation of life. Otherwise, are we just a bunch of blobs floating through space after the Big Bang? Maybe.
Yeah.
Good topic. Again, oh, this is so nice.
Yes,
that's why your show is so good. You make us think and evaluate. Have a good day. Thank you so much.
That idea of being blobs makes me so, like, those are the things that make me cry with excitement and happiness. The idea, like, of science and how it formed and how we became who we are and just all that creation. Not the creation of creation with a big C, but, like, that stuff makes me so excited.
But I also think I can understand, like, I think it was your guy, Patton Oswalt, after his wife died.
Yeah.
That he has that she said it to him before she died, is that the world is chaos.
It's chaos.
There is no pattern. There is no trend. There is no, and like that scares people.
Yeah.
Like to not have control or order or be able to make sense of things, like even in small things of like not to be able to point to God has a bigger plan, or if it's not God, it's there is, you know, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. That was like kind of how we grew up in my house.
The
of like when I didn't get like Annie because I couldn't sing for
you,
crap.
You didn't land the role.
My mom was like, "Well, everything happens for a reason, Kristen." But you know, like we want to make sense of things naturally, and it's very hard to accept things that don't make sense. And so I totally understand in like wanting to believe that there is a reason for all of this. Because the other thing is very scary to accept as the truth is like nothing. We are just skeletons riding on a like a rock in the middle of the universe,
and
none of it means anything. Be fearless.
And for me, that is absolutely the most exciting way to look at it. That we are in control of nothing but ourselves.
844-967-2789 844-96-PARTY. Going to keep this going after the break.
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
All right.
This is Asgos, Wisconsin.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has confirmed the FBI revoked the security clearances of three agents in connection with the January 6th riot at the Capitol. It was the first reported by the New York Times. Montana says its first-in-the-nation TikTok ban, signed into law by Republican Governor Greg Gianforte today, protects people. TikTok says it violates their rights. Intelligence analyst Alan Liska with Recorded Future.
I think this is a largely ineffective bill that's designed more as a political stunt than an actual attempt to solve a very real problem that TikTok presents.
Governor Ron DeSantis expands Florida's parental rights and education law with measures that ban gender-affirming care for minors. It also targets drag shows and how schools handle the use of pronouns and bathrooms.
We're not doing the pronoun Olympics in Florida. It's not happening here. And so,
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. He is Greg Bach. And we are asking, have you switched religions in your life, or has your view of religion changed over time? Because there is a new survey that says nearly a quarter of Americans say they used to follow a different religious tradition or denomination than the one they practice now. And so I thought it would be interesting to hear in Wisconsin how that has changed, how it's similar, how it's reflected, how maybe it's not. And I think we have Patty on the phone.
Patty, thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
I was raised Baptist, and then I took a world religions class in college and loved it, and realized there were aspects of many religions that I could agree with. I kind of gravitated to Unitarianism, and now I still identify with that, but I pretty much consider my religion to be how I live my life. And I don't remember where I read this, but I read that people seem to grow in their understanding of Santa Claus, but they don't seem to change their perception of what God is.
Hmm.
And that's that really stuck with me, because I talk with people who still seem to have a pretty childlike perception of God. I'm also really turned off by the whole Christian nationalism stuff.
Same.
And the hypocrisy of a lot of people who claim to be Christian.
And that's
I think there are other religions that translate more into your daily living, Islam, for example. So that's been my journey.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Patty. And I think, too, the Christian nationalism and the preaching from the pulpits that has been going on in the last 7, 8, 9 years, I think that's really turned off a lot of people.
I do as well. And it's interesting. Well, so here's more of what the study says as far as why people have switched. So among those who have switched, 56% have said that they changed because they stopped believing in their religion's teachings. About 30% said negative religious teachings about or treatment of LGBTQ people forced them to change, which is a pretty big percentage.
That's amazing.
Only 17% said they switched because their church or congregation became too political. So it's actually the smallest percentage of the people who said that, at least in this survey.
Interesting.
Most churchgoers, 56%, do not believe their current church is more divided by politics than it was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really genuinely surprised by that.
And so I think it's just interesting. I also think it's interesting, like we said, so we have Lisa Brazzo put in on the Facebook live stream, Christianity to Buddhism. Why did God change his mind if he knows everything? Eye for an eye to turn your cheek. No one has a good explanation.
Well, the New Testament.
The Old Testament God was
a different kind of guy.
Patton Oswalt also has a great joke about the view.
Kids change you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's where my confusion came in that Jesus brought a new message. That is why we have a New Testament. This was a new message. This was a different way to treat people. This was away from eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. This was love your neighbor as thyself and turn the other cheek and help the stranger and all of that stuff. From what I understand, that was Jesus's message, not the message from the Old Testament. And I don't understand why Christians will continue to refer back to the Old Testament part of the Bible as justification for things when that was refuted by the New Testament.
I mean, rebranding doesn't always work, Jane. I mean, look at New Coke.
No, the drink, not the drug.
No.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, texter from the 310. Much like the earlier caller, I had the experience of seeing the incredible opulence and wealth of the Catholic Church when I visited the Vatican. The church has an unreal collection of art and could sell just a piece or two and feed a hungry nation. I still believe in much of what I learned in the church, but just can't be part of the hypocrisy. Aren't we taught, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
And that's one of the amazing things, too, is like if you just look from the point of view of the Catholic Church in Rome does not even help Catholic churches around the country. Mm-hmm. They don't, like, those churches are on their own to get their tithings and their money and their, it's like, yeah, they could sell one painting and probably finance an entire state's worth of Catholic churches for years. But they don't.
Was the Catholic Church the original MLM?
Oh, man. Come on. Now you're just getting me to get squirrely here. And the thing is, a lot of these callers are having kind of the same journey, is that they were raised in this faith and they saw outward forces that kind of made them question the validity of their beliefs and their belonging to this group. Whereas mine was all internal. And yeah. I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just find it very interesting that all these individuals are like, I saw this, I saw that. For me, it was just like, do I even believe this?
Well, it's also, I think, is interesting, at least from the people we've heard from so far today, is the consistency of the things that really, I think, we're taught, which is like, be a good person, treat people well, do unto others and all of this stuff. Because I still think that, too, as far as like, at the core of who I am, like, it leads with like compassion, empathy, wanting to do well by others and treat people well. And so it's like
the pattern of, well, wait, the church is who had taught me that, but also the church is not actually following that, in at least, I think, for the, a lot of the examples we've heard so far today.
Well, wasn't it Gandhi who said, I like your Christ, but I'm not so crazy about your Christians?
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosa, thank you for joining us. Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. I consider myself, since my teen years, a recovering Catholic. And the primary reason for me was, I mean, I had questions, you know, and had grown up kind of going to church just about every Sunday, saw some things in family and neighborhood that didn't quite match up with all the church going. And the final straw is a Catholic church, at the end of Masses, we used to pray for a lot of the leaders of the church. They used to ask us to pray for these folks. And we used to pray like every Sunday for this guy named Rembrandt Weakland. For Rembrandt Weakland.
Yep.
And then in the 80s, Rembrandt Weakland's busted for molesting kids.
Oh,
and
wow.
So it's kind of like, okay, well, this, and he literally got shuffled around and went to the Vatican, and I don't think he ever got kicked out until I think he passed a few years ago.
I think he left because he was gay, didn't he?
Oh, Rembrandt Weakland, I'm not really sure, but he got busted and shuffled off to the Vatican, and we never heard much from him again, like many of them. But for me, the toughest thing to face is basically that there's no cloud city waiting for me on the other side, as they say. For my loved ones and things like that. But the freedom of thought that it allows you, that you don't have this ideology and this dogma hanging over you in every thought, I believe I'm able to see things that people that are tied to faith, or I should say religion, not faith, can't see. They can't allow themselves to see. They don't allow themselves to see. And I still have faith. My faith lies like in friends, family, loved ones, and community, which are, to be honest, the same people that everybody turns to in times of need as it is. You know, when the Bible was written, very few people were literate. So these folks got to, like, tell people about these things, and they had no way to counter these statements. And as humans, our imagination, I believe, is like our blessing and our curse, what separates us from, you know, our fellow animals. And I like to say thank Mother Nature as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Eric. I do think that's interesting when you think about the stories. It's like, oh, yeah, of course Jonah survived being swallowed by a whale. yes, we had two of every creature all on one boat.
That's not even the craziest, dumbest story. You know, he was right, actually. He retired and then announced in a memoir that he was gay. But yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
I served Rembrandt Weakland. He did a couple of masses at church.
Was he a Wisconsin guy?
He was the Archbishop of
Milwaukee. Milwaukee Archdiocese.
He
was big.
He was actually, when the guy who took over for him, I can't remember his name right now, but like that guy went on to be considered, like we had this guy who almost became Pope, like the first American Pope after Weakland took off because of all the scandal.
844-967-2789. Have you changed religions from the religion that you were raised in? What are you practicing now? Are you not practicing at all? 844-967-PARTY from the 715. If you really want to understand religion, most of the books during World War II that were burned explain the actual truth about the relationship of all religions. If you go to YouTube, the Master Key Society has audiobooks of many of these lost books that were in private collections.
I mean,
Master Key Society? I'm writing that down.
Never heard of
it. The history of, which I'm not adept at, so I'm just going to say this, the history of the creation of the omnipotent, of the saintly, supernatural Jesus are amazing stories too, because before Catholics got a hold of it, he was a man. That was all he was. He was a rabbi. He was a Jewish man.
Yeah.
And this belief that he was all powerful did not come to be until hundreds of years ago. I mean, it's amazing to see how they just were like, let's make him walk on water. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Well, I'm really excited because at the 1 o'clock hour today, we're probably going to run out of time with him, but I'm so excited. So Rabbi Moshe Stegman is coming. And so he is, he's rabbi at a congregation, but he is also the founder of an organization called Own Your Judaism. And even when we were talking to have him come on the show, like, I think this is a really interesting thing of like what he's found, because that's part of the reason he started Own Your Judaism, is like, how do I individually relate to my religion,
my faith,
and my faith? And Judaism is, you know, there's an entire culture and heritage, yeah, and ethnicity are also wrapped around the religion. So I feel like we can bring some of these questions back at the 1 o'clock hour from a Jewish standpoint, because, yeah, I think so. I mean, as we said, Wisconsin's a very Catholic, Christian, mm-hmm, historically. And so many of the stories I think we've heard today is from that perspective. But it would be interesting to see if these are similar questions that happen in the Jewish faith.
And there are so many things about Judaism, and I think, Greg, you had mentioned about Islam as well, that I think are really good, workable principles to use in your life. And I'm so excited.
But
I'm also
interested in the overlap between the three, because, like, guess what? They all started in the same place.
Well, Judaism. And kind of bounced out of the same books.
Judaism, yeah, and Islam come from, like, if you're looking at the Bible, they come from one man, and they're the Abrahamic religions. And it's a beautiful story that comes from Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and those types of things. But, like, for me, in the past, even 10 years, I still wrestle with the idea of religion, spirituality, and I was like, if I ever went back to any sort of organized church, I would go directly to a synagogue.
Interesting.
I've gone to temple, I get goosebumps when I talk about it, is the most inviting, family-oriented church experience I've ever had in my life.
I have one more text that I want to get to before we got to go to break.
And I have one more. Yeah, you go, then I'll go, and then we'll go to break.
From the 701, I'm ordained clergy, and I agree with the hypocrisy I see with Christian nationalism. My heart breaks that the church, a human organization, has caused so much hurt that it's driven people away. For me, it's about relationship, not religion. I believe God calls us to love, period.
That's a really good message.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to their church.
And you can always give us a call. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Party!
Last comment we got on the YouTube Live from Alex. Born Catholic, family changed denominations maybe 4 times as a kid.
Wow.
This taught me to question every denomination.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That is interesting.
It'd be interesting to hear more of the backstory of why each pivot happened, of like, this doesn't feel right, so now we're doing this. And now we're doing this. But I think that's a good thing. I think being open-minded and trying different things on is always a good thing, versus like, well, we're doing this because this is what we always did, and this is what my parents did, and this is what you will do. And
until they say, hey,
so
kids.
So it shall be.
Yes. Until they're like, hey, kids, you ever heard of Scientology?
All right, well, we're going to take another break. Should we keep rolling with this, or should we do Greg's roundup?
I mean, we can do either or. I've got a roundup prepared.
Let's do some jokes.
Okay.
We're going to talk. We'll come back to religion at 1 o'clock later today. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom, just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from 7 top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Now that's tasty!
A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking!
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. He is Mr. Greg Bach.
Hello.
And we are going to do, this is week three of Greg Bach's roundup of what we missed. All the news you missed. Well, actually. Mm-hmm.
Five headlines you may have read and then skipped altogether.
So, Greg, what do you got for us this week?
Let's see here. YouTuber Trevor Daniel Jacob has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges after intentionally crashing his plane for online views. That's true. Which has inspired me to change the direction of my YouTube channel, which is Classic Rock Album Reviews, to Classic Rock Album Reviews on Unreliable Helicopters. get those views up, baby.
Yeah, clicks, baby.
Clicks, baby. Let's see here. In entertainment news, Canadian pop sensation The Weeknd has decided to do away with his stage name and will now be going by his birth name, which, funny enough, is Thursday Saperstein.
I'm really proud of that one. Jane's cold and stone-faced.
I don't care. I don't care at all.
Do you know who The Weeknd is?
I do.
Do you know what his...
I just don't care.
Oh,
I don't care about The Weeknd.
I did 3.5 full minutes of research on this story.
We can call him Tuesday for whatever.
Okay. In Wisconsin news, recently there was an outrage at there was outrage at UW-Madison over a video of a student's racist rant, with protesters calling on the university to expel the student and cultivate a more welcoming climate for people of color. Very important. But President Jay Rothman has made it clear, as he is quoted in saying, "We have to be inclusive. And that means inclusive of everyone, including people with varying political ideologies and perspectives," which makes me say kudos to UW-Madison, the only school I know of where blatant racism is considered diversity. I know the past few weeks I've messed with you with Robin Voss as far as having a story about him and being like, "Well, he sucks," and then I move on. I actually have a story about Robin Voss. Robin Voss sucks so hard, but this time I have a reason, because he wants to eliminate around $14 million in funding for the UW system in positions focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So, yeah, he sucks. Moving on. Let's see here. I got gender-neutral bathrooms are on the rise in Madison, another Wisconsin story, which I believe is absolutely fantastic. Some establishments are using the images of mythical creatures to delineate between bathrooms, prompting detractors of trans rights to say things like, "Just because you think you were born a mermaid doesn't make you one. You were born a unicorn, sir. Use the right bathroom." And then I have one more story for you. USA Today has named Wisconsin-based Quick Trip the best gas station in the country for the fourth consecutive year. The family-owned chain has over 800 locations in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, South Dakota, Illinois, with amazing food, wonderful staff, and is really the best gas station company on earth. And this reporter here feels they should have spots 1 through 6, actually, if you ask me, because I'm also trying to secure an endorsement from Quick Trip, because my breakfast sandwich purchases have become a problem. This actually was a dagger in the heart for their southern rivals, and I'm not making this up. For a southern rival, Quick Trip with a Q, you, I'm not kidding. This is real. They came in number 9th on the list. While Quick Trip with a Q isn't bad, they leave something to be desired, as they don't have the lovely egg and sausage breakfast sandwich on a croissant, as well as their irresistible breakfast burritos, which you can get 24 hours a day. Please sponsor me, Quick Trip. Just a gift card will do. Help me! And that is your roundup.
Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank
bravo,
you.
Bravo.
We need the applause sound effect.
Applause.
I want I want that like that old timey reporter thing in the background. Like, you know, like
smoking a cigarette. Very good. Very good. Well, other Green Bay news that we didn't get to in the previous segment. Green Bay topped US News and World Report's 2023-2024 list of the best place to live.
What? Wow.
Hey, Shane's like, wow. I'm like, what?
With a population of roughly 107,000, the home of the Packers got its highest marks for affordability and overall quality of life, but fell short in one category. Madison and Milwaukee also made the list, too, at number 11 and 65. But I love that on the heels of this, because Simone Biles,
yeah,
world Olympian
champion,
gold medalist, just an incredible person. Last week, tweeted out, you know, Green Bay, here we come.
Yeah.
Because her new husband
yeah,
has been signed to the Packers. And, you know, I think all of us in Wisconsin were very excited. Big star coming to Green Bay. And she seemed excited.
Yeah.
And then people pooped all over it.
Thank you, the internet.
And so there was a bunch of responses saying, who's going to tell her? And what? She asked for, please send all Green Bay recommendations, food, things you can do. And unfortunately for Biles, this article is like, there's not a whole lot to do there, which now I think with US News Today would beg to differ.
Absolutely.
There's lots to do in Green Bay. They're not like, you know, like,
well, it's not
hoity-toity Madison or even like, or, you know, but there are still great restaurants and grocery stores and places to go and things to do. And she seems excited. Let her be excited.
Let her be excited.
God, why are you?
AJ Dillon loves Green Bay.
Who's that?
AJ, you don't know who AJ
Dillon is? I don't know who that is.
He's a running back for the Quadzilla?
Nope. No idea. I don't follow football.
He is, I would say right now, my favorite Packer. He is a running back for the Packers.
Okay.
He also has very large thighs. That's why they call him Quadzilla. He married a Door County woman. I think she's from Door County. She's from up there. But like, he's like now the king of Door County, apparently. Like, he and his wife.
He's like Giannis here. Baby, like, he's just like.
And he just has embraced all things Wisconsin.
I love that. I love that.
All things Fox Valley and like that. Green Bay area. And like, love he is. That. All in. So I feel like he will show Simone Biles and her husband, because that's how I'm referring to him. It's Simone Biles' husband. Oh, it's
Mr. Biles.
Yeah, Mr. Biles. I know that you are an NFL player and have your own accomplishments in your own right, but like, exactly. Come on.
That's like
everyone knows her.
Who's your favorite raptor? Mr. Beyonce?
Mr. Beyonce.
Well, that's great. Maybe with the no longer here of Mr. Aaron Rodgers, maybe I'll watch some football. I don't know. Yeah.
We'll invite you over on a Sunday.
That would be lovely. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, when we come back from the top of the hour news, Craig Gilbert's going to be here. Longtime chronicler of the nation's most enduring political battleground. He's going to talk about how the political landscape of Wisconsin has evolved over the last 30 years and what it can tell us for what's coming up in the next election. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.